USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New Zealand,
a long way.
The Muslim called to prayer on this Friday as the nation remembers the moment 1 week ago when a gunman opened fire, killing 50 people in two mosques. An imam told a crowd of thousands, the country is brokenhearted, but not broken. The alleged shooter is an Australian white supremacist, and Australia's national security official, Mike Pezzullo, is warning those who follow his ideology.
You are on our radar, and you will not be able to incite the racial strife that you seek. The scrutiny and pressure that you are under will only intensify.
Boeing says it will now make standard on its 737 MAX aircrafts a safety feature that might have helped avoid two deadly crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia. This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste tastes good, and I'm so excited Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Schools in Charlottesville, Virginia will remain closed for a second day amid an investigation into a threat of racially motivated violence. Police Chief Rochelle Brackney.
This is an entire community that's been wrought by violence and hate. So this is a really disheartening turn of events for us here after all of the past 2 years.
Two more school systems in the Houston area have canceled classes near a chemical storage site where a fire raised fears of toxic contamination. The fire produced toxic amounts of benzene, civil rights lawyer Randall Collinan.
This disaster occurred in one of the largest metropolitan areas in the United States, and the wind took it through the most populated areas of Houston.
The cause of that fire is still under investigation. It's a milestone for the 39th president.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Jimmy Carter is now the longest living former U.S. president, surpassing George H.W. Bush, who passed away last November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Senator John McCain passed away last August, but President Trump is still upset over some of his decisions. USA's Tim Berg has more.
This all began in a tweet from the president that says John McCain sent the fake dossier that was used to start the Mueller investigation to the FBI and the media, hoping to have it printed before the 2016 presidential election. From there, President Trump brought up McCain in Ohio, where he was giving a speech. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was asked his opinion on the whole Trump-McCain feud.
There's no one I admire more than John McCain. I supported him in 2000 when he was the outside maverick in the Republican Party. I supported him in 2008 when he became the consensus choice. I love John McCain. I traveled the world with him. I learned a lot from him. He's an American hero, and nothing will ever diminish that. I think the president's comments about Senator McCain hurt him more than they hurt the legacy of Senator McCain.
Senator Graham continues.
My job is to represent the people of South Carolina. They want me to work with the president where I can. I've got to know the president. We have a good working relationship. I like him. I don't like it when he says things about my friend John McCain. And the best thing that can happen, I think, for all of us is to move forward and focus on the challenges like North Korea, Venezuela, our growing economy, fixing a broken immigration system, and on and on and on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.